The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Chapter 8. Satan's policy to keep a soul from this duty upon a pretense of present indisposition of body. Satan and the flesh too have their excuses to take off thy duty when thy stated time comes about for the performance of it. Dost thou never, when addressing thyself to the throne of grace, hear Satan and thy flesh whispering in thy ear, "What art thou going to do? This is not a fit time for thy praying. Stay for a more convenient season." Here the devil seems modest. He saith not, "Pray not at all," but "Not now," "Not dissolve," but "Abjure the court to a more proper time." Now beware, thy foot is near a snare. If thou takest the devil's counsel, and waiteth for his convenient season, may be it will prove like Felix's convenient season for calling Paul to a further hearing, which for aught we find never came about. When the flesh or Satan beg time of thee, it is to steal time from thee. They put thee off duty at one time on a design to shut thee out at last from this duty at any time. The devil is a cunning sophist. He knows a modest beggar may sooner obtain the little he asks than he that saucily asks that which carries more unreasonableness in the request. Josephat, J-E-P-H-T-H-A, who yielded to his daughter's desire for a few months' reprieve, would, it is likely, not have heard her had she begged a full release from her father's vow. A gracious soul is under a vow to call upon God. Satan knows that, should he at first ask the soul never to pray any more, should a request would not be attended to. Therefore, he would seem very willing he should sometimes pray. "Ah, by all means," saith he, "I would not have you turn your back on your best friend, but now is not so fit a season." To please, Satan hath to cheat the Christian of his present opportunity for prayer. First, from his present indisposition to pray. "Stay, Christian," saith he, "till thou art in a better temper for duty, and thou wilt pray to more purpose." Now, there is a double indisposition which Satan and the flesh make use of to color their pretense with. First, indisposition of body. Some distemper lies at present on thee, and Scripture says these, "Tell thee, God loves mercy rather than sacrifice." And it cannot be denied that the Scripture will reach as far as the body, for God's commands are not cruel to it. But, to help thee out of this snare, tell me, how great is thy distemper of body? Happily, thou art not so ill, but thou canst go about thy worldly business, though with some groans and complaints. But when thou shouldest pray, then thy head aches and shoots more than before. Art thou well enough to go into thy shop, but not well enough to pray in thy closet? Canst thou waitest so far as to the market, and not pray at home? Canst thou overcome thy distemper so far as to traffic with the world, but not to trade with heaven? Surely all is not right. May not God say, "I deserve thy company as well as the world"? But suppose thou art quite laid up and cannot attend to thy worldly employments, yet will this excuse thee from visiting the throne of grace? God takes thee out of the shop to show thee thy way into the closet. He knocks thee off thy worldly trade, that thou mayest follow the heavenly more closely. Thou art not indeed able to pray in a continual discourse, as in heaven, neither does God expect it. Hear that Scripture which the devil would have thee abuse is suitable in thy present state. God loves mercy rather than sacrifice. Yet now, if ever, is the time for thee to shoot those darts of ejaculated prayer to God. When our body breathes shortest, it breathes quickest. Though thou canst not pray long, yet thou mayest pray much in these pathetic sallies of thy soul to heaven. The Christian should have his quiver full of these arrows, which, though short, go with force, Christians never prayed more earnestly than in this his agony. Which prayer was of this nature? O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26, verse 39. And after a little pause, that nature might take some breath by reason of that unspeakable burden which then lay upon it, he shoots the same dart again to heaven thrice, one after another, verse 44. In a word, though thou canst not pray as thou weren't wont, yet thou canst desire others to pray for thee and with thee. We are bid to send for the elders, yea, and beg prayers of others too. So pitiful is God to us that when, through our own weakness, we are disabled from delivering our own conceptions in prayer, we may have the assistance of others when we cannot go ourselves as we were wont to the work we may be carried on the shoulders of their prayers and fly on the wings of their faith to heaven. End of chapter 8.